The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member at TNTRadio.live. This is Jason Q, Citizen and Friends, on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Gosh, it was good to have Topher Field on the program again. You know, when I have an interview with Topher, we don't plan any of it. That is just a chat like two mates on the telephone. We don't know any subject matter before we start, and it plays like an almost a scripted interview. Such is the ability of Topher and the depth of his knowledge in all of it. And what I love about those interviews is the ability that both of us can not pat each other on the back and say that we're good, but arrive at conclusions that make common sense that we can agree upon. And sometimes we can challenge each other, but for the most part, we just get to make these points. And I think it's a good way to be able to illustrate that all of us have this ability. And it's a great thing to be able to do, to be able to continue to keep the conversations open. And of course, it's wonderful when you're doing it within your community. And such is the strength of what we do here on TNT Radio and what you're doing on your social media platforms, whether they be on Facebook or Twitter, which is obviously going through a renaissance, or Telegram, which is an information treasure trove. And unfortunately, no one has enough time to read everything that's on there. And sometimes you read the right stuff and sometimes you read the wrong stuff. And what it does do is that it distracts your attention and can get you down, but at the same time, it can give you a great big high. But I do feel like after the interview with Topher, going through without having to go through the full navel gazing and the blaming, but what we do see is that there's a man who's going to get on with it. He's making real moves and he's changing his life. And it's very, very exciting for all of us. Now, I promised you early on in the show that I'm going to introduce you to a document that will blow your mind. This was a document from the Department of Army that was written on, presented on 9 June 1983. It was immediately classified. It was declassified 20 years later, and it was found in the CIA's reading room. That document I found as a link in the comments on a particular post on social media. It feels like about 4 years ago. I've since returned to the link, and the document is gone. However, I managed to print it out, and I've saved it. Very, very impressive. The subject of the document was the analysis and assessment of gateway protocols. Effectively, this is, I'm going to read from you with the intro. I'm going to read from one amazing blockbuster of information, and then I'm going to read the conclusion. And part of the setup here is because Darren is going to introduce us to a topic very soon about something that's happened, it's been reported in Epoch Times, about remote viewing and what's going on there through the US military intelligence. Truly astonishing. So this was written to the commander of the US Army Operational Group in Fort Meade in Maryland. You tasked me to provide an assessment of the Gateway experience in terms of its mechanics and ultimate practicality. As I set out to fulfill that tasking, it soon became clear that in order to assess the validity and practicality of the process, I needed to do enough supporting research and analysis to fully understand how and why the process works. Frankly, sir, that proved to be an extremely involved and difficult business. Initially, based on conversations with a physician who took the Gateway training with me, I had recourse to the biomedical models developed by Itzhak Bentov to obtain information concerning the physical aspects of the process. Then I found it necessary to delve into various sources for information concerning quantum mechanics in order to be able to describe the nature and functioning of human consciousness. I had to be able to construct a scientifically valid and reasonably lucid model of how consciousness functions under the influence of the brain hemisphere synchronization technique employed by Gateway. Once this was done, the next step involved recourse to theoretical physics in order to explain the character of the time-space dimension and the means by which expanded human consciousness transcends it in achieving Gateway's objectives. Finally, I again found it necessary to use physics to bring the whole phenomenon of out-of-body states into the language of physical science to remove the stigma of its occult connotations and put it in a frame of reference suited to objective assessment. Now I'm going to blow your mind. Consciousness in perspective. Having ascertained that human consciousness is able to separate from physical reality and interact with other intelligences in other dimensions within the universe, and that is both eternal and destined for the ultimate return to the absolute. We are faced with the question, so what happens then? Since memory is a function of consciousness and therefore enjoys the same eternal character as the consciousness which accounts for its existence, it must be admitted that when consciousness returns to the absolute, it brings with it all the memories it has accumulated through experience in reality. The return of consciousness to the absolute does not imply an extinction of the separate entity with which the consciousness organized and sustained in reality. Rather, it suggests differentiated consciousness, which merges with and participates in the universal consciousness and infinity of the absolute without losing the separate identity and accumulated self-knowledge which its memories confer upon it. What it does lose is the capability for generation of independent thought holograms, since that can be done only by energy in motion. In other words, it retains the power to perceive, but loses the power, will, or choice. In exchange, however, this consciousness participates in the all-knowing infinite continuum of consciousness, which is characteristic of energy in the ever-present. Consequently, it is accurate to observe that when a person experiences the out-of-body state, he is, in fact, projecting that eternal spark of consciousness and memory, which constitutes the ultimate source of his identity, to let it play and learn from dimensions both inside and outside the time-space world in which his physical component currently enjoys a short period of reality. I'll talk about that a little bit more in the article with Darren in a moment, but are you enjoying listening to TNT Radio? Do you think we're doing a good job? Then please let us know. Why not leave us a like or a positive review or comment on Facebook, Gab or Getter, and help us get the word out as we discover the biggest topics of our time on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Real political talk.
Party politics is killing our government.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Darren is going to talk to us now about an ex-military intelligence officer who has revealed the psychic unit used remote viewing to predict disasters. Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Jason. I hope you're well. Yeah, this article, which was published on the Epoch Times about just over 24 hours ago, gives a little brief insight. Nothing too deep or nothing too miraculous into the abilities and the investigations that the American military did into psychic powers and remote viewing. Retired U.S. Army Major Ed Dames is one of the very few people with specialized knowledge of remote viewing as developed by U.S. military intelligence. Remote viewing operations are now declassified, though they were kept under wraps for decades. The power of remote viewing, an extrasensory perception involving seeing distant places and people through one's inner eye, is explored on Major Dame's website. He now teaches this skill set to the public and says successful predictions include the 2011 nuclear disaster in Fukushima, Japan, and Hurricane Irene in the United States. Awards Major Dame's has earned for his work for the US governments are testaments to the success of his remote viewing course. One award, cited in a video on Major Dame's website, states his insightful threat analysis has contributed significantly to this country's ability to maintain its military superiority. Another states, Dames identified and confirmed the existence of an entirely new Soviet offensive weapon and then personally briefed senior officials of the national intelligence agencies regarding the significance of this new Soviet capability. And it's worth noting that while the Americans were investigating psychic abilities, remote viewing, extrasensory perception, so were the Russians. And there was actually at the time a secret arms race investigating these abilities and skills. In fact, I think the Americans responded to the Russians, who started this their own investigations first. So some of the predictions, one was Fukushima. In a live broadcast on the radio program Coast to Coast AM, good program that, Major Dames predicted that a huge earthquake would cause a nuclear disaster in Japan. Tokyo will be okay, but this reactor problem will cause at least a mini Chernobyl, Major Dames said. Could it be that he foresaw the disaster that befell Fukushima in March 2011? And another prediction that's mentioned in this article was Hurricane Irene. 3 months before Hurricane Irene hit the east coast of the United States, students in Major Dame's remote viewing class seemed to predict it in advance, according to his website. The students are unaware they were trying to predict the nation's next mainland disaster. Remote viewing doesn't work with the conscious mind, Major Dames explains. It is the subconscious that sees events in far-off places and in distant times. Thus, it is unnecessary for the students to be aware of what they are trying to predict. The class made and compared drawings, which Major Dames described as virtually identical. They drew swirling motions and energy in the sky. Before revealing what the target subject was, Major Dames had the students say what they thought everyone had seen. They all agreed it was a hurricane, tornado, or storm. He then revealed that they were to predict the next United States mainland disaster. Major Dames is the author of Tell Me What You See, which tells the story of his time training for the Defense Intelligence Agency's top secret psychic intelligence unit. He, alongside his PSI or PSY spy team, used remote viewing to produce verifiable military intelligence from the very mind of the enemy. After retirement, he turned down his clairvoyant skill set to locate missing persons, such as millionaire pilot Steve Fossett, whose plane disappeared in Nevada in 2007. And there have been numerous cases of law enforcement and the military establishment using people with remote viewing skills or claimed psychic skills to identify and locate missing people, missing planes that have crashed, locate top secret documents hidden away in some Russian drawer in some cabinet somewhere, thousands and thousands of miles away from where the people are who are trying to locate that. And there have been reported and documented successes in these instances. And in particular, a very famous remote viewer, Ingo Swann, probably the most famous of them all, at least, you know, out in the mainstream narrative, made some remarkable predictions and obtained information from a variety of sources, including allegedly from the dark side of the moon. So it's very interesting that this is in the Epoch Times, and it has been declassified. This is not conspiracy talk. These are things that are documented and can be verified as true, Jason.
This is the point in all of this, is that we don't know what we don't know. And the one thing is that if we are bold enough and brave enough to go search in areas where we can find things, we will dig up these gems. And what you've dug up there is a gem in the Epoch Times. And we've supported with and corroborated it with evidence here from the Department of Army, from an article presented in 40-odd years ago here. What that consciousness in perspective segment has revealed, therefore, is that the US Army is aware that there is other intelligence in other dimensions within the universe, and that they can interact with it. And they also admit that when you die, you're not a computer that just switches off and that's the end of you, but there is some form of a soul, and that what you have does not just join a collective conscious, it keeps itself in whole. You lose your power of free will, it's saying, but what you don't lose is your memories. And what you know, and therefore that would explain the idea that people then think about in terms of spirituality and reincarnation, because that can't just be self-contained as a little thought bubble and then lost in all of human consciousness. And again, this is the beginning of the research. It's very, very powerful. In the same document, Darren, it also talks about remote viewing, and it talks of it in terms of an energy bar tool, which is the idea of how magic wands and enchanted scepters have been used in folklore and occult practices. It explains how that works, and it mentions it here. It says, in addition, the energy bar tool is used as a portal for initiating a follow-on technique called remote viewing. In this context, the participant turns his bar of energy into a whirling vortex through which he sends his imagination in search of new and illuminating insights. The apparent purpose of the symbolism involved in the vortex seems to be the cue to cue the subconscious and convey it to instructions as to what the participant wishes to do, but in terms of non-verbal symbols, which the right hemisphere of the brain is capable of understanding. I find this truly extraordinary. Now, after the break, we're going to have Joachim Hagopian, who is one of our great researchers and writers and ex-military himself. So we'll be able to compare some more notes with all of that. But it's very interesting that he makes a reference in his latest article to Joseph Mengele and Anthony Fauci being almost the new version of Mengele. Well, and as another comparison, one of the people I've interviewed on this program, Fiona Barnett, claims that she was actually MKUltra mind controlled by Mengele, who came to Australia after World War II and explained the energy bar tool as the way that he actually mind controlled her in this process. So this is a lot of stuff that's very, very taboo and very, very esoteric that's all coming together. And it is meant to expand your mind, blow your mind in all of it. But the point is, we don't know what we don't know, and we're all in the business of putting stuff together in a time that truly is a once in a millennium occurrence. And this probably is the reason, the very reason why all of us were born for this moment and are here listening to this program and doing the research. Truly unbelievable in all of it, isn't it, Darren?
Yeah, it is unbelievable, because we've always been told, oh, you know, it's anti-scientific. People don't have, you know, magical abilities. People can't be psychic. It's not possible. And actually, we talk about space being a final frontier, or the oceans being an area of exploration. But actually, I think consciousness is something that has been looked at secretly and is a massive area of study and science that is unknown to us, that I think we will be looking into in the future and understanding what actually, you know, who we are, what we are, and what our abilities really are that are being hidden from us. And this is a this just shows that the American military and the Russian military, and probably other militaries, UK military, Australian military, take this subject very, very seriously indeed, and have got results from it and from their activities.
This is what I love about it. Military intelligence, like police intelligence, has to go into areas of the esoteric, bits that we don't see in the mainstream, and that serves its own purpose. It's the explanation to why states keep secrets and why documents are classified. And what we've revealed here on this program was a formerly declassified document that has, classified that has now been declassified, but strangely has gone missing from the CIA reading room. Truly remarkable. Darren, what a great subject to be able to explore. Quickly before we go, who have you got on the show today in a couple of hours' time?
Yeah, I'm on 11 a.m. UK time, and I have got alternate health guru Clive DeCarl on the show with me. He's actually been requested by some of our listeners, and it's somebody who I have, you know, dealings with. So I'm really, really looking forward to having a chat with him about all things health. So that's coming up at 11 a.m. on Digging Deeper with me, DD Denslow.
Well done, Darren. Thank you very much. Well, after the break, Kim Hagopian is here in the waiting room, ready to go. You're listening to TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Trish Wood.
As someone who spent many, many years of my life as an investigative reporter for television, asking people tough questions on camera, I was kind of disappointed by some of the way the questioning went down. I mean, he just out and out lied, for instance, by saying that he didn't call the unvaccinated all of these terrible names, which he's actually on tape saying they were homophobic, they were misogynist, they were rare, all this stuff. He says it. He said it on tape. I think he said it in French, but he said it. And he denied that because, like, a couple of weeks ago, he did a sort of a walk back, as if the walk back was the only thing he'd done, right? Like, I wasn't sure that we laid as many gloves on him as could have been laid, and worse, even. Of course, the legacy media, who were all in against the convoy and the perpetrators of some of the worst lies about the convoy, all of them demonstrably false now, and proven demonstrably false at these Emergencies Act hearings in Ottawa that I'm talking about. They're all cheering that Prime Minister Trudeau did so well at the hearings. And, you know, the sad fact of the matter is, people, we will not have functioning democracy in the West as long as our news media is all in on the ideology and is not reporting objectively about what's happening.
Trish Wood on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
Don't think you're the one losing your mind.
And I don't know how many commercials you'll see. 3 out of 5 have mixed race couples in them. That's not by accident. They're selling soap, man.
We can't believe it, but we cover it.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Kim Hagopian. His articles read like Tom Clancy thrillers. They are truly amazing. A must read for any listener intent on the latest and most comprehensive study of the geopolitical zeitgeist. Well, Kim is a West Point graduate, a former Army officer, and author of Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, exposing a faulty US military leadership system based on ticket punching up the seniority ladder. He also earned a master's degree in clinical psychology and worked as a licensed therapist in the mental health field with abused youth and adolescents for more than a quarter of a century. In Los Angeles, he found himself battling the largest county child protective services in the nation within America's thoroughly broken and corrupt child welfare system. Since our last conversation, he's written 2 articles. One of them, All Crisis and Roads Lead to Genocide, and the other one, Normalizing Pedophilia and Diagnosing Dissidents as Mentally Ill. And he joins me now. Welcome back to the program, Kim.
Good to be back, Jason.
Gosh, you're not stopping. You are working, and you're wearing your fingers out with these articles that are truly brilliant. But what they do is that they capture what's going on in the moment. They reference information that you've known probably your whole life, and certainly you've been mapping for years and years, and you're able to explain information in a way that is absolutely riveting and does actually read like these great thrillers. But reading your last articles, I sense a little bit of frustration, perhaps a little bit of anger, but you haven't given up. You still believe we're going to win in all of this. Am I getting the feel about right, Joaquin?
Well, it's kind of mixed. Yes, there's going to be many deaths. It's going to turn very dark for us. However, I do not believe in one second that the evil will prevail to the extent that I've heard accounts that are saying centuries of total lockdown control are coming. And I guess there is this possibility and possibly a reality, but I think that the global, they're so psychopathic that they are constantly only making deals with each other to gain more power. The moment they perceive the other one is a threat, they do not hesitate, as psychopaths, to do everything in their power against whatever perceived threat there is. So I don't think they're going to last. Now, they might bring in some more, draconian kind of measures against us, but there is also going to be a lot of pushback by the global population as everything falls apart.
That's a really, really interesting observation, total sense. And two perfect characters in point here was the way that the establishment turned on Julian Assange when it suited them, and the same when they've now turned on Elon Musk when it suited them. But what they're doing is that they're revealing themselves so quickly. And now we're seeing that in the Assange case, the New York Times and multiple other newspapers in the world are now calling for the charges to be dropped. Do they fear Assange at this point that something big is coming? Or is there another reason, do you think, that this might be the case?
Well, obviously, that's a great sign. He's been largely forgotten, and it's really tragic that his fate so far has been pure tragedy. So I hope to God we get some help, and he is released. A West Point graduate who was a CIA director and then Secretary of State under Trump was actually thinking about offing him, executing him, for this to be a reversal, if in fact it goes through and he is released, that would be one of the biggest and a pretty good sign. Yes, a pretty good sign that maybe we're turning the corner. I look for any kind of positives because there aren't very many of them out there.
That's right, and it is difficult. But an important point in all of this is that now that you know, the Fauci's sort of wandering out the back door, and he's had that another one of these train wreck, you know, liar pants on fire interviews on with what's her name, Brennan, just this weekend, and trying to lay the blame on not getting any further on the origins of COVID on Trump. I mean, you can't project any more in all of this. But we're seeing here. Perfect example of the wheels falling off. But when what's happening is that they can't back down. All they can do is just shoot us off into another direction and get us to go in that direction or this direction, but never to the truth because they're throwing these distractions at us in real time. They can't go back on their word. The moment that they start introducing the fact that, yes, we're going to go after China now for the origins of COVID and that the vaccine doesn't work, they're gone. It's over for them. So what they have to do is they have to completely obfuscate. They have to come up with new ideas. They have to start retiring and resigning and all these great stories. I'm old on this, on that. But it really is all smoke screening at this point. This is the way I'm feeling it. Do you see that perhaps behind the 500-nil scoreboard against us, that all of a sudden it feels like that these people are getting substituted onto the bench, they're getting injured, they're getting worn out, and they're running out of resources at a rate of knots?
Yes, I agree. I sense that they're becoming more frantic in scrambling to avoid basically justice, because the truth is out there. And gradually, even the normies are finally beginning to get it. And, you know, accountability is the name of the game now. And they're dodging. And, of course, what do? They always resort to wag the dog, you know, false flag, some kind of distraction, misdirection, always to avoid the focus. So, yeah, I think your assessment is exactly right on.
Wonderful. We're going to pause for news headlines and come back and dig a whole lot deeper. It's very, very exciting. And I don't want anyone at home feeling like you're lost today. Forget the elections. Forget yesterday. Don't worry about Arizona. Don't worry about it. The Congress is in the hands of the people that can do something. It's an exciting time, and we're going to explore all of that ahead. Here's your news headlines on TNT Radio.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. Protesters have clashed with police in China as anger mounts over Beijing's draconian COVID lockdowns and fed-up citizens push back against the government in a rare show of defiance. It's been revealed most NATO countries have all but run out of weapons for Ukraine. At least 20 of the alliance's 30 members have almost completely exhausted their supplies. And pressure is mounting on Washington to drop its trumped-up espionage charges against WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange.
Free speech is in our DNA.
Experimental vaccines will never change that.
Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Yeah, even there. Never miss out on the news and views of the big issues of the day. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio.
Or download the TNT Radio app for free.
From the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Now, I want to get into more details about these two fantastic articles that you've written yet again, Joaquin, but I just want to make a couple of points here that the idea that, first of all, the players in this All the World is a Stage play for the fate of planet Earth is that these people that are in power are stuck. They are compromised or they are complicit from the word go the moment that they take these roles. And it is in this compromise that they can never, ever, ever get out. Certainly when they realize in the beginning that they've done something that whether it's to take money or to do something wrong or all of these horrible things that we're going to talk about in a moment, but they can't get out. So they have to play along. And this is why it goes to the very death in all of it. And it seems the only way is Fauci gets to 82 and then says, okay, I'm done at that point. It's hardly a retirement, is it, when this man could retire, he could either live to 100 or he could drop dead next week from his fifth COVID jab. Who knows what his way out the door is. But at the same time, NATO's running out of weapons, or at least we're hearing that. So this is very, very real right now.
Oh, yeah. And all these war fronts, be it the literal war in Ukraine to basically, you know, Julian Assange and Fauci, all of these points are related. They're all interdependent, And they all, I think, are pointing in the same direction, that the establishment that is guilty of genocide now realizes that the global masses are finally beginning to let it sink in, and that accountability is just around the corner. I'm very actually optimistic on that front. Now, they're going to be throwing all kinds of more weapons of mass destruction at us. I mean, let's face it. What came out of the Bali G20 summit? Okay, it's all right. We're get set for more pandemic. We got to make sure that you know, we got those vaccine passports going. You know, They're doubling down right and left because they know the only way out of accountability is to jab us to death, literally.
Yes. And they can only go in one direction. They can only double down on the vaccine passports, the security, the fear, the whole thing, and selling it for our safety once again. So it is the only play they've got in the book. Of course, it's frightening and it's doubled down with digital ID, but it's at the same time, this is the one thing that I can't get my head around. If we've all been sold for a generation that privatization was the answer, and yet all the digital hacks that have occurred, how can they sell us digital ID from a centralized perspective? How can they have the collapse of FTX? We're now seeing almost every day now another crypto exchange or a crypto funder is collapsing or closing its doors. How can they sell us into this central bank digital currency and all of this? This is yet another failure. And government, who has been to blame for its inefficiencies forever and ever and ever, all of a sudden has had some sort of renaissance and they know what they're doing now in all of this. This simple belief in all of it, it doesn't make sense. It feels like that the climate change fantasy is the only thing, because it is truly a political fairy tale that allows and provides the cover that they can do anything and say anything at this point. And what we're seeing, at least out of Europe now, that this winter that's coming is going to see a very, very quick collapse of the climate agenda, because people will not be able to survive their three meals in a row that they miss and not create a revolution. And of course, we're seeing something similar in China in all of the places, that now the people are on the streets because they've had enough of the lockdowns after a building has burnt down that people were locked in. So bad luck now. It's all falling apart.
Exactly. We're going to see lots of regime changes in Europe, America. It's imminent at this point, because obviously we're going to face so many shortages. There's the food shortages, fuel shortages, the rising costs, the inflation. All of this is going to be hitting this winter within weeks now away. And at the same time, I believe that Putin is going to make his offensives on Ukraine. And, you know, it's all mobilized, 200,000 strong are ready and ready to launch offensives. So we're going to see the collapse of so much in the next few months that it's going to be radical change. And what we got to make sure, though, is that the World Economic Forum and their agenda, especially with the ID and the digitalization of everything and that kind of absolute control, all of that must fail. And that requires the majority of the population to rise up in total empowerment to say, no, we're not going to go along with this anymore.
It seems that that's the one great thing we're all hoping for, is that the collective conscious stands up and fights back. The lesson, I think, does get learnt out of China with the let it rot mentality of the youth over there, which is very, very different to the woke mentality of the West, where it seems that there is no end of conditioning in our education system that is provided for our teenagers and our young adults here in, at least in Australia, and we see in the United States, that are following this woke agenda and are rescuing any victim that they can find with any argument, except, of course, those that deliver the truth. It's the one thing in all of this, and they won't apologize when they're wrong, which will probably be the death of wokeism as well, because if they can't reveal or see that the people that have been standing up and fighting for the big freedoms, such as vaccines and digital IDs, was the actual tyranny, and they still can't see it, well, wokeism becomes incredible at that point. It has no credibility left, and that's a really interesting thing, because because wokeism really is all about, as I heard one of the guests on Michael Parker's show say, it's credibility by association. Most people don't even know what they're putting their hand up for. It just feels like it's the right thing to do, and you get some sort of social rise in the community for supporting people that they believe are victims one way or another. But at the same time, they're wiping out whole elements of society. There's just so much in all of this. But what it leads us to, Joaquim, is that this other article, and it starts with the uproar from the Balenciaga story, the advertising campaign that has revealed something very, very sinister, and it really works in your area of expertise. Can you tell us a little bit more about this article you wrote about normalizing pedophilia and diagnosing dissidents as mentally ill?
Sure. Yeah, Balenciaga is a fashion house, and a very high-end fashion house at that. And I mean, you know, Kim Kardashian, she recently came out. Of course, she was the spouse for a long time of the now Ye, and he was also a client of Balenciaga. And I think that's interrelated too. You know, Ye's whole outing of the Jewish control of the mass media and the news media. It's all very much interrelated. So, yeah, I mean, they come out with this, they're showcasing their spring venue of, and they showcase these, a couple of little girls, probably 3 years old, and they're dressed in these little sweaters with teddy bears, except they're in bondage. I mean, you don't get any more, you know, sicker than this. And then they put in a photo where you can do a close-up and realize that the papers in this photo are actually the Supreme Court decision on child pornography. I mean, so it's like in our face. And yes, unfortunately, the elites, well, actually, in some ways, it's fortunate because now it's exposing them. But the elites are really, they've been overconfident for a long time. But now, with, I believe, the adrenochrome is not flowing like it used to. You know, Hollywood is not functioning the way it did. The money is not being made the way it had for centuries, basically. A lot of things are radically changing, and they're being exposed like never before. And this is really, really, really good news, because I think people, the average everyday person in America, Australia, and Europe, all of them are fed up with wokeism. We are the silent majority. We're not the ones in mass media trying to, you know, propagate all this lies and BS. So the vast majority are really fed up with it, and they're fed up with the appalling pedophilia scourge. And it's once again, it's outing this whole control that the elites have had to make sure that all the people that rise up in their system, their demonic system, are easily controlled through sexual blackmail and bribery. So it's really over-the-top exposure, and they're not going to be able to rebound and regain all that much. They're going down. That's why I am actually a lot more optimistic than I usually am.
Because it is very much like a sine wave. It's up and down, up and down, up and down in all of this. Yeah. And for every failure or every advancement of the people trying to bring truth and to literally save the planet, these people have yet another way and another resource up their sleeve. But they are starting to thin out in all of this. I truly find it astonishing, even though I know that they can only play one game, how no one seems to crack in all of this. Such is the psychopathy of the people involved. It is just that level. To get yourself into power, to maintain power, to continue to do all this is not normal. But to be able to keep a straight face and to constantly lie to the public. And exhibit A in all of this is Anthony Fauci. To circle back to the beginning of our conversation,
yeah.
This man is about as bad as any human being I have ever seen in the world. To think that after all of the origins of COVID and the idea that this vaccine has been a complete and utter disaster, lethal, dangerous, and a killer in itself, he ends his conversation by looking down the camera and telling people to go out and get vaccinated. Are they, would you believe, serious at this point? I mean, if you haven't been vaccinated against COVID and you've caught it, you're over it in 2 days, it is nothing but a cold that clearly is manufactured one way or another because of the way that the symptoms go one after the other, completely different, but you get over it, you get on with your life. But those that keep buying into that, I still marvel at the fact that they got away with it. Of all the things, it didn't cause a rash, it didn't cause limbs to stop working. It simply had cold and flu symptoms in all of it. And yet at the same time, the same people peddling all of this have decided that the name monkeypox is racist, so they've renamed it Mpox. After all the creative processes, we're down to Mpox. Does that mean we now call it CVID and that these guys are a-holes and F-wits? I don't know where we go next, Joaquin.
It's just theater. I mean, they're desperate now to wag the dog and move on to another misdirected bullshit.
It really is, isn't it? It really, really is. And so for all of our listeners and for all of our readers and people on this side, knowing it is a time to take stock, to feel good about what's going on, as hard as it is on a daily basis. But it reminds everyone to worry about number one. That's yourself, your family, and all of this. It's truly amazing. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to get into more detail about Ukraine itself and the exposure of dozens of bioweapon labs, and also the human trafficking that you're aware of. I think this is one of the biggest stories, and for mine, I still think that that Zelensky holds the key. That idea that those missiles ended up in Poland, honestly, that is a big story in itself. Don't go anywhere. A whole lot more with Kim Hagopian on TNT Radio after the break.
Oh, it is on. It is on like Donkey Kong. Mike Lindell announced on Steve Bannon's War Room today that he will be seeking the office of Republican National Committee Chairman, trying to oust one of the McFailure triplets. That would be Ronna McDaniel. We'll always give Ronna credit for bringing Michigan in for Trump in 2016. But Ronna, what have you done for us in the last 5 years? Precious little. Mike Lindell has the experience, the temperament, the expertise, and most importantly, the willingness to stop illegal voting. Until we have elections that everybody, regardless of party affiliation or political philosophy, can rely on as being safe and secure, we will no longer be a constitutional republic, but a banana republic. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
And now, political observations from the late Stephen Hawking.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
What do the stock market, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, have in common? They are three things that are about to crash.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Oh, it's always good to have a laugh at the expense of people that should never have been in those positions in the first place. Such are the perils of public office. Now, speaking of public office, the great puppet himself, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. Goodness me, this calling out for military financial aid. NATO's running out of weapons. America can't have any more money left to print. They wouldn't even have any paper left to print the money on that they're sending to Zelensky at this point, but he continues to demand it. I wonder, what was your take on the idea of those missiles with Ukrainian missiles, no less, landing in Poland? Was this an error on his own behalf? Was it an attempt to get World War III to start? What was going on there in terms of those missiles, Joachim?
Well, I don't know if we actually will ever know whether it was intentional or not, but what was clear is that from the very get-go, as soon as the news story started breaking, Zelensky was immediately blaming Russians. And then even when the evidence emerged to prove that it wasn't the Russians, but in fact was Ukrainian missile, he still was lying. He's as desperate as anybody out there. Because he knows that even the West is beginning to realize that he's a liability. And
yes.
So, yeah, I don't think his days are much longer in the position as president of Ukraine. I really don't think so. So, you know, I think everything's looking good as far as Ukraine, the offensives, ending the war during the winter months, hopefully the sooner the better. Basically, the denazification and the demilitarization of Ukraine will be done by Russia. They had to do it the hard way. They went in, you know, with only 200,000, and that wasn't really enough. And then they were trying to go in too many directions at once. So they made some mistakes, but they have regrouped, and now they're coming in, I believe, for the kill. And so we'll get that behind. And as the evidence comes, with all the Russian documentation now of both the biolabs and all the underground tunnels for child sex trafficking, all of this is emerging. All of it will emerge fully. And basically, the cabal and their scourge on this earth, it could be over with when the public finally realizes the extent that all these puppets are doing on behalf of their masters pulling their strings, the depravity and evil. I really do think that there's going to be a revolution of information coming in the next few months that will radically shift the earth and the higher consciousness as well of the people on this earth to major transformation in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why the move by Elon Musk at Twitter has got them in an absolute tailspin at the moment, regardless of what you think about Musk. My personal take is that he's a master like Trump at playing both sides of the fence. He certainly has his finger in a whole lot of pies. I wouldn't be surprised if he's AI chipped himself because of the way that he can think and process information and has that little bit of a distinct advantage. But at the same point, he probably doesn't need it because he can already think like that. And this is the point with Musk. He is an anomaly in all of this situation, and he stands to gain massively if he's the one to assist in the defeat of this establishment, this criminal establishment. But I don't necessarily want to go down the Musk pathway of AI and Neuralink and all of these new things, because he's selling it to us as if we don't really have a choice, that this is one way we go or another. It's truly astonishing. I would like to think that human beings can ascend or evolve on their own without the need to be linked up with a computer and to be chipped and to be surveilled in all of it. Do you have a position on what Elon Musk is doing?
Yeah, I've never trusted that man. I mean, first of all, you know, they tout him as the wealthiest man on earth. You can't accumulate that amount of wealth, just as you can't rise up in a position of power unless you are in some way compromised. So,
yes.
And just the idea that he has all these satellites out there that are beaming down on us, cluttering the skies, with radioactivity too. I mean, it's not a good idea, and there are better ways to do things. And you know, he flip flops back and forth. I've never trusted this guy. You know, he's just another pawn. And I think you nailed it when you said he's like similar to Trump. You know, I hold these guys as basically controlled opposition. They're compromised too, but their job is to actually oppose the the more of the evil. So in that way, they're more highly regarded. But I don't trust any of them. I can't trust Trump now. When he doubled down on his, kill shots, that did it for me. I mean, he had the opportunity to really put a stop to it, and he just made it worse. So, yeah.
It's a really interesting one. The whole Trump and the vaccine is the one that's perplexed a lot of people. It's turned a lot of people off him, looking for a way out of it. The only way that I've been able to rationalize it at my end was the idea that by speeding it up, it forced the errors. By speeding it up, it didn't mean we'd be in lockdown for an extended period of time. The great mystery in all of it is the FEMA camps and the quarantine camps here in Australia that were opened up very, very briefly and closed down very, very quickly. And there's no way that they could have been planning to open them all the way that they didn't build them all, at least here in Australia, that's always last to the table in all of this, and close them down so quickly if that agenda hadn't been closed down. And I do wonder if it was the speeding up of the vaccine and the selling of it, given that everyone has free will, and he did always say that it was voluntary. So I let go of the noose at that point, because the enemy of my enemy is my friend in all of this. And that's why I watch Musk and Trump, and even Russell Brand is another one. That infamous photograph of him hugging Yuval Harari makes me want to throw up every time I see it. And yet he has millions of people that are listening to his rational explanations of things. Right. So again, I let go of the noose at that point. And I know that within the movement, we can't possibly fight amongst ourselves, but we're always looking for ways that it seems to me that the only way out of it is the great uprising of the people. And I'm encouraged more than ever that I see that the Chinese are the ones that are now out there in possibly some form of a new Tiananmen Square that may provide the encouragement for other areas that we least expect that are going to go out there and motivate the people in all of it. So I don't know if that's the way it goes. I don't know which way it falls in all of it, but how do you see that maybe there's a way through here, that the bad guys and the good guys are all gray, but the people work it out for themselves?
Well, that's what I've been advocating. We can't wait for our savior, no matter who you want to pick as a good guy. And so it's up to us. It really is. The bottom line responsibility to our future is up to us, not wait for someone else to save us. And I'm optimistic, because the information of truth is out there more and more. And I expect that there will be more mobilization, a lot more activity on the local level for self-sustenance and independence. I believe that many, at least of the red states, are stepping up in the autonomy and independence of their states, and they're not going for the federal overreach. There's plenty of reason for some guarded optimism, and that's what I have at this point, guarded optimism.
Now, if Putin is playing Ukraine and is going to defeat them, and China is buddying up to the World Economic Forum when it suits, it's locking down its people when it, for some theatrical reason of a COVID zero policy that hasn't worked anywhere else in the world, it seems that Xi Jinping has got a few aces up his sleeve somewhere. He's playing a very strange game in all of this, and it's almost like a reverse psychology. It also means that Trump is still out there playing as a presidential candidate at this point, but doesn't seem to have necessarily any sort of military connections. And then, of course, you've got the whole other side that you've written about in your article, which we call hopium, the idea that, he's the undercover president, the possibility, the belief that, that JFK Jr. is alive and being hidden under wraps for 22 years and planning the whole thing behind it all. Now, there's obviously a reason people think like this and hold some sort of hope, but can Trump actually have power and be playing at this game, in this game of chess, or is this all just pretend at this point? Does he have any power at all in any of this?
As I said, I think he is compromised. However, I think that his popularity, and he still is quite a force to be reckoned with within the GOP. Now it's going to be interesting to see between him and DeSantis, because there's a lot of people, including Musk, that actually has switched over. you know, so it'll be interesting to see all this play out. Just based on the history of controlled opposition figures, I can't be all that optimistic that there's going to be any major saviors coming along. However, there are lesser evil forces that are at play right now. And so give them reserve support, I suppose. But at the same time, always be cognizant of what we can do with the truth, armed with the truth and empowered to unify against the opposition. We can make the history. We don't have to wait for all these other figures that may or may not be good guys.
And that's the most exciting part of it, that if the human being is up for it, we can end this thing tomorrow. Of course, that takes a whole lot of work. And so the theater that's been playing out before our eyes is there, obviously, as a reason to be able to teach us what is going on. But at the same time, those with the hunger to find out are working absolutely overtime. Again, we've run out of time. It feels like it just flies by. And you can read Joachim Hagopian's work via either James H. Fetzer, spelled F-E-T-Z-E-R. That's jameshfetzer.org. All his articles are there. And also through the pedoempire.org that will have those that want to get extra information. Check that out as well. Unbelievable. Joachim, thanks very much. I look forward to talking to you in a little while again. It's been wonderful to have you on the program. Coming up next, Rick Munn is locked and loaded, and you can bet that he has got a show and a half waiting. And following his show, Darren will be back. And it's amazing what we can do here for you on TNT Radio. The news is next. Have a wonderful day, everyone.